For me, when I do see female friends get a promotion at work or enter a healthy relationship or be able to travel to exotic places and live in luxury, I don't see that as competition. I'm genuinely and sincerely happy that as a woman, we are able to step into spaces that once only men held. When a woman is promoted, I see it as a win for us all. Welcome to Zest for Life podcast, designed to give you the motivation, inspiration, and a bounce in your step. I'm your host, Sharona Javen, and I'm so excited to have you join us for today's episode. I've spent the past few decades educating and sprinkling my joy and zest for life around the world, having lived on 5 continents. I'm passionate about living life with zest. In this podcast, we'll dive deeper into everyday conversations on mindset, self-improvement, relationships, change, careers, the ebbs and flows of life, and many, many more topics that you get to be part of just by tuning in every Monday. Friends, let's not settle with just okay by being bogged down with the mundaneness of life, but be invigorated by my voice, motivational teachings, and true stories to ignite some zest into your life. So pull up a seat and make sure you're cozy. This is the Zest for Life podcast. Let's get started. First, let's read a review from one of our Zest for Life podcast listeners, Christy, who titled it as Sharona's a Gem. I am loving Sharona's Zest for Life podcast. It's filled with a cheerful dose of sunshine to positively brighten your day. She's covered poignant topics that make me nod my head in agreement while listening and also provide food for thought to reflect on afterwards. This podcast is a great way to start the week. Wow. Thank you, Christy. I'm thrilled to know that the Zest for Life podcast is injecting your life with positivity and leaving you pondering. And others listening out there, if you are a Zest for Life listener and have gleaned inspiration, encouragement, or a bounce in your step, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or rate on Spotify. It really helps to bump up the podcast so others are able to listen and get their dose of sunshine every week. In honor of International Women's Day on Friday, March 8th, thank you for joining us for this special episode dedicated to celebrating the empowerment of women worldwide. We will explore the themes of worth, value, and femininity, highlighting the achievements and contributions of women in various fields. From breaking barriers to embracing diversity, this episode will inspire and uplift you as we recognize the strength and resilience of women everywhere. So tune in to be inspired and empowered. So the worth and value of a woman are immeasurable and multifaceted. I'm sure you agree. Women bring unique perspectives, talents, and strengths to every aspect of life, from personal to the professional. Their contributions enrich communities, drive innovation, and foster positive change in society. A woman possesses inherent worth simply by virtue of being human beings, deserving of respect, dignity, and equal opportunities. Their value extends beyond traditional roles and expectations, encompassing their intelligence, creativity, compassion, and resilience. Just to clarify, we're not talking about who is better or which gender is better than the other. This episode is about the inherent worth we as women hold and illuminate the beauty, femininity, strength, and wisdom we bring into this world. Throughout this episode, I will be going back and forth from first person to third person as I identify as a woman and will be sharing from firsthand experiences and also speaking to the collective. I believe empowering women to recognize and embrace their worth and value is essential for building a more inclusive and equitable world. How can we inspire inclusion, which is this year's International Women's Day theme? Inspire inclusion if we don't know our inherent worth. So when women are empowered to fulfill their potential, they can achieve great things and inspire others to do the same. By celebrating the worth and value of a woman, we acknowledge their importance and affirm their right to equality, respect, and recognition in all aspects of life. For instance, Oprah Winfrey. Oprah, who needs no introduction? She's an advocate for social change, a philanthropist. Through her talk shows, books, and philanthropic work, she has empowered and inspired millions of people around the world. Oprah's influence extends beyond entertainment as she uses her platform to address important social issues and promote personal growth and empowerment. Also, let's highlight Indira Gandhi. She was India's first and to date only female prime minister and a central figure in Indian politics as the leader of the Indian National Congress. She drove her mission for peace, campaigned to eradicate poverty, promoted women's rights, established religious and ethnic unity, and much more. Let's have one more. Okay, how about Marie Slovadka Curie? She was the first woman to win a Nobel Prize and the first person to receive one and twice in physics in 1903 and chemistry in 1911. And she's still the only scientist to have won two Nobel Prizes. As a leading researcher, her work paved the way for the advancement of modern physics. It was actually Marie Curie and the European Commission that funded the high-profile international project, which I was invited to be a researcher on, that took me to Barcelona, where I got to live and work. These women have made significant contributions to their respective fields and have inspired positive change through their actions, advocacy, and leadership. Their impact serves as a testament to the power of women to effect meaningful change in this world. To try something with me. It may feel a little weird, but hear me out, okay? I want you to say the sentence out loud. If you can, say it out loud or in your mind, but insert your name in it. So it'll sound something like this. Sharona, I'm just going to insert my name, Sharona Javanth, who work has made a significant impact on mindset, leadership, and empowering women with wisdom by guiding them back to their own truth and essence of who they are. So when I say insert your name, you might place your name in blank, whose work has blank, and you can insert how you've impacted or how you're impacting your world. And then another blank where it says, what you've done. So I've put empowering women with wisdom by guiding them back to the truth. You may have something else in place of that. And then read the sentence out loud with you in that sentence. It's very empowering. So I'm going to leave the sentence with the blanks in the show notes so you can say it out loud and sit with it. Ponder, see how you feel, see what your spirit reveals, write it down. The first half was all on your inherent worth and values. The second half of this episode is about you, about me, and our feminine. To lean into femininity and maximize impact on whichever sphere of influence you find yourself, here are some tips. Number one, embrace being authentic. Be true to yourself and embrace your unique qualities and strengths as a woman. Being authentic is a powerful tool for connecting with others and making a genuine impact. Second, cultivate self-confidence. Believe in yourself and your abilities. Confidence is key to asserting your influence and making a difference in your sphere of influence. Number three, develop strong communication skills. Effective communication is essential for conveying your ideas, building relationships, and inspiring others. Practice active listening, articulate your thoughts clearly, and express yourself with confidence. Remember, your voice is powerful, ladies. Number four, build a supportive network. Surround yourself with like-minded individuals who uplift and empower you. Seek out mentors, allies, and peers who can offer guidance, support, and encouragement. There is bound to be an International Women's Day event in your city. Go find it. Go to it. Take a friend. Engage with other women. I have been invited to a special International Women's Day event in my city, which I will be attending and posting about on Instagram. By the way, make sure you're following Zest for Life Podcast on Instagram. That's Zest for Life Podcast on Instagram, so you can fill your week with positivity and zest. I post almost every day, well, at least most days. Okay, number five, lead with empathy and compassion. Show empathy towards others, listen with an open heart, and strive to understand different perspectives. Compassion and empathy are powerful tools for building connections and fostering positive relationships. Number six, take initiative and be proactive. Don't be afraid to take the lead and initiate positive change in your sphere of influence. Be proactive in identifying opportunities for growth, innovation, and collaboration. Be authentic in the process and don't dim your divine light. By incorporating these tips into your daily lives, you can lean into your femininity, amplify your influence, and make a meaningful impact in your sphere of influence. I do want to elaborate further on cultivating self-confidence because I get asked this question, or people that I meet in person ask comment about this. So let's have a little chit-chat about this. Self-confidence is a crucial aspect of personal development and growth and empowerment. Believing in yourself and your abilities is essential for navigating challenges, pursuing goals, and making a positive impact in your sphere of influence. Confidence serves as a foundation for asserting influence, taking risks, and seizing opportunities with conviction. When you cultivate self-confidence, you are better equipped to overcome self-doubt, imposter syndrome, and external barriers that may hinder your progress. Confidence enables you as a woman to speak up, advocate for yourself, and assert your ideas and opinions with clarity and conviction. It empowers you, ladies, to take on leadership roles, pursue your passions, and contribute meaningfully to your communities and workplaces. To really step into your God-given talents and gifts, to know deep down your inherent worth and value. By believing in yourself and your abilities, you can unlock your potential, your full potential, inspire others, and effect positive change in the world. Cultivating self-confidence is a continuous journey, okay? And that involves self-awareness, self-compassion, and resilience in the face of setbacks. But through practice, self-reflection, and support from others, you can, and you will, strengthen your confidence and harness it as a powerful tool for personal and professional growth. I also want to add here that humility, gentleness, and pure intentions are foundational threads interwoven in the fabric of self-confidence. I urge you to always check your intentions, your truth, your why, so that you are not stepping forth from a place of ego, but from a place of truth, compassion, and good intentions. For me, whenever I see a woman being promoted or aspiring to fulfill their greatness, I celebrate with them because to me, I don't see women as competition. I see them that we're a collective group. We've actually all together transcended barriers, boundaries, and laws where we can live in freedom of all that we are, all that we are created to be. For me, when I do see female friends get a promotion at work or enter a healthy relationship or be able to travel to exotic places and live in luxury, I don't see that as competition. I'm genuinely and sincerely happy that as a woman, we are able to step into spaces that once only men held. When a woman is promoted, I see it as a win for us all. If this is an area of jealousy, competition, or a struggle, or even a trigger for you, I'm going to challenge you to really reflect on your thoughts, areas of your life that you have dimmed your light, where you haven't shone your light brightly as you could or you can. It could be based in feelings of being less than or not good enough or because of what others may think of you. Just reflect on that. Journal if you need to. Because you are worth shining your light as bright as it can be. Only you get to control the degree in which you shine. This International Women's Day is just a mark of the great heights, depths, and lengths women in the past have gone through in order to bring us the freedoms that we live in this present time today. The work hasn't ended, ladies. There is still so much work to be done in the area of equality, equity, and gender parity. I also feel very privileged to be born in this particular era where we do have so many freedoms as a woman, so many rights which our ancestors didn't have, the right to vote, to be able to have a job, to acquire property, to have a voice, to have a mind, to think, to have education, to be able to be involved in all aspects of the economy, politics, socially, and to be able to live in an inclusive world, at least in most parts. This week, find something within you that you can celebrate. It might be your smile, it might be your wisdom or your compassion, or the fact that you listen to your friends, you take the time and you give them the time and listen. It might be that you're an amazing mother because you cook these delicious meals for your children or your family. It might be that you're amazing at juggling work, home, love, and motherhood all in one stride. And hooray to you. And then also think of one woman in your life other than yourself that you can celebrate. It might be your own mother. It could be a good friend. It might be a grandmother, auntie, a mentor, a neighbor, a friend, someone that has impacted your life that you would like to celebrate in a small or big way. These are just some ideas of what you could do that comes to mind in this moment. But perhaps there's some other ways you can celebrate yourself and a woman in your life. I'd love to hear your thoughts and ideas on what you're doing this week. So leave a comment or send me a DM, a direct message, as I'd love to hear how you're celebrating and empowering women in your life. This week, as we approach Friday, March 8th, which recognizes International Women's Day, we have a wonderful opportunity to celebrate and honor the women in our lives who have made a positive impact. This week, I'm looking forward to reading your comments on ways that you have celebrated yourself and another woman in your life this week. How about you tag this episode in your Instagram feed or Facebook so that others can hear and feel empowered and feel celebrated on this special week as we approach International Women's Day this Friday. Have an awesome week, ladies, and all those who have tuned in for this week's Zest for Life podcast. So together, let's trailblaze through life with more zest. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five for listening to today's episode. Thank you for tuning into the Zest for Life podcast. I hope this episode has filled your day with inspiration, laughter, and a whole lot of zest. If you're finding value in this podcast, I would greatly appreciate if you could leave me up to a 5-star review. It would mean the world to me. Also, make sure you have your automatic downloads turned on wherever you listen to your podcast, so the weekly Zest for Life podcast is in your queue and ready to bring you inspiration, motivation, and an injection of zing you didn't even know you needed. Together, let's trailblaze through life with more zest. Let's go.